Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have some great things we're going to be unfolding on VFN TV. We briefed on it sometime, maybe a couple weeks ago, about, you know, what are the seven spheres of culture, you know, and whoever is at the top of these decision making, you almost could call them mountains. I mean, imagine like king of the mountain type thing. It's like whoever has the most influence on those mountains determines which way a culture goes. And God's called us to disciple nations. And so what we do, we got to begin to pray that God's kingdom become in these areas, these culture type mountains, like in the religion mountain. People say, we shouldn't say religion mountain. Well, look what's happening with Islam. Look what's happening with all the different religions out there. You know, it's time for us to say, you know, as Christians, we need to lead people to Jesus Christ and understand that we have a king. He has a kingdom that's inside of us. And our war is a war to win souls, not to kill souls.
That's right.
You know,
right.
That's the difference,
that's,
you know.
Right.
Not to whip people, but take the whipping for people. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, be punched in one cheek and turn the other cheek.
Right.
I mean, luckily, we just watched Patton how this thing is done. And
yes.
It really works really well. It starts off like this. You get hit in one cheek, and then you look at him, and you're supposed to go like this. What did you just do? Something like that. I forget what it's called like that.
I don't know.
Just a little joke. Anyway, so I just want to talk right now. We got the religion, mountain or sphere of culture. I just want to cover real quick, like the family. You know, look at the family, what's going on. But, you know, how many people are giving up God's way of raising family?
Mm-hmm.
How many people have emasculated the father and the family to say, you know, just hang around, bring in some money. If you don't do that, you're out of here. You know, just sit in your lazy boy chair, get you a hobby or something, you know, go to your seductions or whatever, but just, you know, don't say too much around here,
uh-huh.
You know, and then all of a sudden we just kind of restructure the whole family mountain
right.
There, you know. And to bring God's way of doing things back into the family mountain again. And so we can't, you know, talk about the world. I mean, it's about the church. You know, we've got to begin to, you know, the world's going to have its influence in these cultures. And we're not supposed to conform to the patterns of the cultures of this world. We're supposed to be transformed by our king and his kingdom and his word. And another mountain is the education mountain. I mean, if you haven't seen, reportedly, the National Education Association complex in Washington, D.C., people tell me, they describe it almost like a mountain.
Wow.
The atrium. You get in there, it's just like you're just this huge, you know, I mean, nothing like your tax dollars at work building something that's battling against God's view of education and teaching the kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying all the NEAs like that. Just most of them. But the teachers aren't like that. But they're struggling with the control of this union type thing going on. And so we could pray. We could say, God, that your kingdom would come to the education part of our culture. And then we have, of course, the government mountain. I mean, don't you know we need the kingdom of God to come into the government mountain, the media mountain? Look at media, how we're seeing Kirk Cameron. We'll be talking about his movie again today. It's being released right now during these 14 days. You know, Saving Christmas plus other ones that he has done. And some, you're looking at the Hallmark channels, you know, going into new areas. And it was real touchy there because I saw when his father passed away, you know, the present owner, he almost went, you know, in one way, and you know, God heard prayers. I mean, the Hallmark stayed in their area of just, you know, feeding this wholesome type, you know, media, which is, I appreciate. We just want to give a thank you to all those with Hallmark, how they are saying, you know, this is who we're going to be. We found this is who we're going to be, and we're going to support you. I mean, we're going to support you, and we're going to watch that Christmas movie again with her. You know? We're going to watch it again.
All right.
And, of course, in this arts and entertainment, I mean, you know, a friend of ours, you know, we got a chance to talk with a friend of ours. I don't want to give his name. But, you know, artists are looking for outlets. You know, I'm a Christian. I have this talent. You know, I want to create. And they had to start coming together once a week just to create because there was no place for them to create.
Mm-hmm.
And what we got to do is pray that God's kingdom would come into that. And they would have all kinds of kingdom opportunities to create, you know. And then you have the business mountain. And that is so important because that's where the funding for all seven mountains come from. You know, the blessing, the marketplace, and all these different things. And if you look, if you study the scriptures and people that God used, you tell me how many people were preachers. You know, how many people in the Bible now? How many people were from the Levitical priesthood, or how many people were in government? You know, how many people were in these other areas of you know, music or whatever? Yeah, the culture. And you find out, you know, and according to somebody who's definitely deeply studied it, so we'll just lean on his understanding, Rick Joyner, he said there's only two. He said there's only two.
Wow.
And the rest of everybody else comes from, you know, it's a doctor, Dr. Luke, right?
Mm-hmm.
A tax collector, right? That's government, right? And that's so right. you're looking at
there
did
he is.
Did y'all get that zoom in on that? That was beautiful. And so we got to begin to believe. And so, yeah, we've been prophesying about what's coming. I was just reading, you know, James Robinson's prophetic word that we've had up for quite some time that he gave in 2008 about, you know, humble ourselves or be humiliated. Mm. You know, this morning I was reading it. And when James gives a word like that, you listen up because he's a lover, you know.
That's right.
And it's coming to pass, but we can humble ourselves in the context. So those things, we were given those words, but it's not over. We're just going through a time of we're going to get in order. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Father said, okay, it's knock that off, you know, and he says in Hebrews 12, I believe it is, he says, you know, consider this real difficult storm you're about to go through as a loving father, just saying, you know what, you're not going to do that no more. Okay. And you're going to act right and you're going to treat each other well. And you're going to, you know, when you did wrong, you're going to say you did wrong and I'm going to forgive you, but you got to first say you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kiss your brother and make up, kiss your sister and make up. Remember how tough that was? Real tough, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's probably tougher for your sister than you probably actually enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, probably.
I'm sorry for what he did to you. That was just so, so bad, right? And so, I mean, this is so important to watch what happens. Because we're going to be talking about getting you a vision beyond what we're going through. Yeah, we're going to be going through it. But, you know, Jesus endured the cross for what was on the other side of the cross, that he was going to have a bride, a spotless bride that the Father was going to give him. He's going to be married to the church. And so he laid down his life for her. And he tells us to do the same thing for our own. But then he tells us to love everybody the same way. So sometimes if we only love our own natural relationships the way God says to love, but we don't love anybody else that way, then we're really just loving ourselves because we're supposed to lay down our lives for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so anyways, we'll be talking about all those different things. I'm excited about it for all the people that are in government, all the people that are in, you know, different aspects of government, you know, like law enforcement, military and all that kind of stuff. All the people that are in business, good things are in store. Begin to pray now for us as we're coming in. We're going to start having some different gatherings for you, and we believe that the Lord is gonna speak wisdom into your business. He's gonna give you divine ideas and concepts that because you went to him for them. I mean, he'll give you things like all you need to do is get one billboard and it's be right here because I'm gonna have somebody pass that billboard. It's gonna come do business with you and it's gonna rock your world and change your paradigm. I believe there's other people gonna have a business and you've been stuck in this you got all these tools and you're using them, you know, this way. And you need to break that mindset because God wants you to use those very same tools producing this other product. And if you can shift like that and you can hear what God's saying, then he'll take 10 times what your revenues are in your business. He'll begin to multiply it by 10. But see, this is what God does. This is who he is. This is who he is. You know, he's the one that says, go to the water, get the gold coin out of the fish's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for his kingdom. He wants to begin to bless kingdom-minded people who understand that God wants to get resources through you, not just to you, so that you can finance the kingdom of what's taking place. But what's about to happen in the earth will be the biggest harvest of souls probably the earth has ever seen. Reportedly a billion. So many people have said that, you know, but also coming from Bob Jones and others mm-hmm. that have seen it as well, reiterated by Paul Keith Davis and others as well. And it's like, you know, we got to get ready for this. And it's going to take, you know, you're going to be hiring in your business these new believers, these new men and women who love God and they want to be able to bless your business. And they're going to understand what you understand. You're running the business for God and they're working for you for God. So they're going to work for you as unto the Lord, Ephesians chapter 6. And you're going to treat them and work and run that business as unto the Lord. And mm-hmm. God's going to take that thing and he's going to just spread your product and your service and give you creative ideas and concepts. I believe teachers, you know, right now you're struggling. You're thinking, how do I survive? Why did I pick this thing? You know, there's some teachers that I know about that went to school and a 5-year-old said, I'm going to be back tomorrow with a gun and I'm going to shoot you. And she left teaching. You know why? Because the kid was serious. The kid was serious. But you know what? I believe God's just going to come into the classroom and things are going to change. I believe the kingdom is going to come back into the education part of our culture. It don't have to happen in a building. It can happen anywhere. So teachers, get ready to gather. We got some things coming up and, you know, around the nation, if you can't gather on the Gulf Coast, you're going to be able to gather virtually because we're going to be broadcasting, of course, on VFN TV. Just great things in store.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.